Hello writers and welcome to Writing Today. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about text adventures, another realm for writers. As always, you can check out this blog post on my website, thepennedsleuth.com, as well as any of my other work. If you enjoy this video, please be sure to leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. With that said, let's get straight into the video. There are many avenues a writer can take in their career. Most hope to become novel writers, selling bestsellers that line the shelves in major book retailers. Some become bloggers, others become journalists, product reviewers. Writers can take to other industries, such as writing scripts for movies and TV series, or, as I'll be talking about in this blog post somewhat, video games. So let's get into it. The first question you might have is, what is a text adventure? Text adventure games existed physically as choose-your-own-adventure game books. At least, in a degree, they were text adventure games. But there are some differences I'll be talking about. First, while they weren't to my taste, these books would direct you to a page in the book depending on the decision you make. For example, after reading a description, or several pages, who knows, you'll be presented with choices, such as if you want to open the door, turn to page 283. The reader would then page through until they find the big monster waiting on the other side, or a glittering treasure trove. Now, these books had more choices in the plot than regular books. A reader could easily accept their life being cut short as the canonical ending and close the book, although it was encouraged that you would go back and make the right choice and progress the story. These choose-your-own-adventure books sold quite well in the beginning, and they still exist to some degree to this day. Yet, like most novelties, the charm faded and they practically went extinct. It is easier, even far more enjoyable, to read a full story from beginning to end. Now that brings us to games themselves. Before the rise of arcade games, there were text adventures. In the 70s, these text adventures took off big time. A paragraph would appear on the screen, usually after instructions on how to play, and the paragraph would detail what you have and what you see before you. You would then type commands, letter for letter, and progress the story. You could command the game to observe your surroundings, give you a bit more detailed paragraph explaining what there is, and maybe how your character feels. You were limited to compass directions, or door choices, when it came to moving your character. You could also pick up objects and pocket them by writing the suitable command. Your imagination supplied the visuals to accompany the descriptions. In short, the world felt open, free, strangely isolated, but ultimately cozy. Immersion was better than that of any other novel, as you were the main character and you said what happened next with every decision you made. But of course, there are limits. Now, I make this sound wonderful and it is, but it also has its limits that break the feeling somewhat. Typing commands easily becomes tedious, especially when you are backtracking and see the same paragraphs of text flash by as you enter the same rooms or cells you entered before. Without visuals to accompany it, it was also easy to get lost in the text, and it was advised that you take a piece of paper and map out the world as you go. Finally, the text adventure was limited in interactivity. If the game lets you do anything, it's because what you did was essential to completing the game, from actions to the items you collect. There was more freedom than in novels, but there was also more confusion, as they were in essence puzzle games. Puzzle games are another genre that still exists today, although coupled with visuals. Some allow you to move around, pick things up with a click rather than a command, and so on. Yes, you lost the immersion that was only created by your imagination, but at least you got to do exactly what you wanted to do in good time. Despite these shortfalls though, text adventure games still exist, far more than choose your adventure storybooks. There is a charm in writing the commands that many still find more alluring than the simplicity of clicking a choice or a picture. Now, question is, why am I talking about text adventures? Recently, I was rereading an old series of stories I wrote which involved a text adventure game. These were stories that were partly inspired by the wonder I felt in programming classes when I first learned how to program a box where you typed a specific command and received a specific response. It may sound simple, but for my younger self, it was mind-blowing. The potential for such code to create such wonderful worlds was limitless. The very spirit of imagination appeared before me, gave me an affirmative nod and a thumbs up of encouragement. Of course, there is more to it than simple if statements, but if statements are a big and essential part of such software. Of course, reading these short stories again and then recalling these wonderful memories makes me nostalgic, but also allows me to examine text adventures as a writer. Having done so, I found that text adventures do have some excellent ways to improve one's world building and descriptions. With that said, here's how they can improve your writing. There are several elements of writing that text adventures demonstrate. First and foremost, the writer of a text adventure needs to tell the story well enough that it still reads like a story, while being descriptive enough for the player to understand details and solve puzzles. By the end of each description, the reader should have an understanding of what is around them and the significance of the items they use and the characters they encounter. The lesson is, clarity is important in any scene. You can have a mess of details or barely any details, but what matters is that you get your point across and your reader understands. Secondly, text adventures require the writer to consider many possibilities in regards to the main character. The player may wish to do an action that makes sense, but they didn't allow for. This means constructing a scene that dissuades such problems from arising, or coming up with the responses to these commands. Every item needs to be analyzed and the possible actions that the player may attempt analyzed as well. A great text adventure will think ahead and allow such ideas or explain in some respects why it wouldn't work using simple logic. So that way the reader isn't confronted with the same "you can't do that" response. The lesson to take from this is, with more conscious knowledge of what is happening in your scene, you'll develop more logical plots and save yourself from possible plot holes. Of course, that doesn't 100% save you from making such mistakes, as hindsight is 20/20, but it helps in the long run. Take your time and challenge your ideas. Are they really the best option for your story? Or is there another that adds to the story in some way? Third and finally, it's another form of writing that one can enjoy. There are many ways a writer can take a break from writing a novel while still working on their favorite hobby. Of course, you can be more creative and start writing short stories, poetry, or tackle another project. But for a more relaxed experience, you can enjoy the work of other writers by reading novels, surfing story blogs, or trying out a text adventure. And to conclude, while there are some inherent benefits to any hobby that fits your career, the real reason I wanted to write about text adventures is that the sheer wonder of playing them, and even creating them, is incomparable to other experiences. It is interactive fiction. You have more to say in what happens than you would in a novel. And when it comes to playing video games, text adventures have a greater level of immersion, as no matter the amount of details a game has, it does not beat imagination when it's put to work. If you're familiar with text adventures and have played one yourself, why not talk about your favorite text adventure in the comments below? That brings us to the end of this podcast, and I thank you for listening. If you enjoyed, please be sure to leave a like, and if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe as well. There's more of my work on the channel that you can check out, but if you want to read some of my stories or blog articles, you can find it all on my website, thependsleuth.com. And with that, good day, good night, and happy writing.